This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister says Jamaica Defence Force essential to national institutional framework. Government finalizing four-year $50 million US dollar loan project with World Bank, and several inner-city residents graduate from leadership training course. The details after the break.
Do you have a complaint about a government agency, office, or representative? Come on out as Acting Public Defender Matondo Makulu and his team embark on an outreach exercise to hear your complaints and seek resolutions. Clarendon, May 29 at the St. Gabriel's Anglican Church Hall, Maypen. St. Elizabeth, June 17 at the St. Matthew's Anglican Church, Santa Cruz. And Manchester, July 8 at the St. Mark's Anglican Church Hall, Mandeville. Start time for all sessions is 10 a.m. The Office of the Public Defender, here to protect and enforce your rights as we strive to give a voice to the voiceless.
Now the news. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips says the Jamaica Defence Force JDF remains an essential element of the nation's institutional framework. Dr. Phillips says while the force is expensive to maintain, the sacrifice is necessary for the country's security.
And it is for that reason that we have continued within our limited resources to provide such as we have, to not only sustain but to upgrade the capacities of the Jamaica Defence Force.
Dr. Phillips says this year the government will be spending significant sums to re-equip the JDF air wing. He says a set of armoured cars will also be provided to support the operations of the infantry. The finance minister was speaking at the recently held 47th annual Victoria Cross dinner at the Jamaica Officers Club. The dinner commemorates acts of bravery by two outstanding West Indian soldiers who made history by being the first non-Europeans to be awarded the Victoria Cross, the highest award for bravery in the armed forces of the Commonwealth of Nations. The government is currently finalizing a four-year $50 million U.S. dollar growth and competitiveness loan project with the World Bank. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton says this is with a view to improving the business environment in Jamaica. Minister Hilton says component one of the project will be coordinated by Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, through the National Competitiveness Council, NCC. Component 2 will provide for the development of the Master Plan for the Global Logistics Hub Initiative and the packaging of hub investment projects. It aims to take advantage of the anticipated increase in trade activities expected as a result of the expansion of the Panama Canal, scheduled for completion by 2015. The initiative is a part of the administration's economic growth strategy, which seeks to drive investment and create sustainable employment over the long term. 59 residents of inner-city communities in the corporate area have graduated from a leadership training course. The participants were exposed to conflict management, human relations, community leadership, and entrepreneurship through the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce Civic Affairs Inner-City Development Committee Youth Leadership Program. Following the six-week course, the top male and female participants each received scholarships to attend the University College of the Caribbean. Speaking at the graduation exercise, Minister with Responsibility for Information, Senator Sandra Faulkner, encouraged the graduates to use the knowledge they have gained to change their lives for the better.
I say to you, seize the moment that you have and use it to direct your future. But it is you who will create and leave a legacy for tomorrow's generation. Whatever you do in life, be determined never to fail. If you fall down, pick yourself up, even if you have to do that 100 times.
The graduation exercise was held at the JCC headquarters in downtown Kingston recently. And members of 4-H clubs in 10 schools in Kingston and St. Andrew are expected to vie for the top prize in a debate competition to be held as part of AgriFest 2014. The Agricultural and Industrial Show will be held on the grounds of Jamaica College in St. Andrew, Saturday, May 31. President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, Senator Norman Grant, says the competition is being held in honor of the late Velma Walker, who served the Jamaica 4-H clubs as Parish Development Officer for Kingston and then St. Andrew. He says the contest is a collaboration between the St. Andrew Association of Branch Societies and the 4-H clubs. It is open to students from primary and high schools who will debate on the event's theme, Grow What We Eat, Eat What We Grow. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.